Chapter 3. A Mysterious Man in a London Taxi. Dr. Mortimer and Sir Henry Baskerville arrived at the flat at 10 o'clock the next morning. Sir Henry was a small, strong-looking man.
"I'm happy Mortimer arranged this meeting,"
he told Sherlock Holmes.
"I received this letter this morning."
He handed the letter to Sherlock Holmes, who read it aloud.
"Don't go to the moor. Your life is in danger."
"What does it mean?"
Sir Henry asked Holmes.
"Have you anything else to tell me?"
Sherlock Holmes asked him.
"Not really,"
Sir Henry replied.
"But something strange happened at my hotel last night. I left my shoes outside the room for the boots to clean them. When I woke up this morning, there was only one shoe outside the room. It's annoying because the shoes are new. I've never worn them."
Sherlock Holmes then explained the Baskerville family story to Sir Henry.
"Now we need to decide whether it is too dangerous for you to go to Baskerville Hall,"
he said.
"Baskerville Hall is my family house,"
Sir Henry replied angrily.
"No one will stop me from going there if I want to. Why don't you join me for lunch in 2 hours at my hotel, and we can discuss the whole matter?"
Dr. Mortimer and Sir Henry walked out of the flat.
"Quick, Watson,"
Sherlock Holmes cried.
"I want to follow them. Sir Henry may be in danger."
We followed the two men without difficulty. Suddenly, Holmes touched my arm. He pointed to a taxi that was going along the road near the doctor and Sir Henry. There was a passenger in the taxi, a man with a black beard. The passenger saw us and ordered the driver to move away quickly.
"It's not important,"
Holmes told me.
"I took the driver's number. I'll talk to him later."
When we arrived at Sir Henry's hotel, Sir Henry told us that someone had taken another of his shoes, this time one of an old pair. Holmes seemed interested in this piece of news, but he did not say anything. Sir Henry told us that he was going to Baskerville Hall.
"You're doing the right thing,"
Holmes encouraged him.
"If someone is trying to hurt you, you're safer there than in London."
Then Holmes described the passenger in the taxi.
"Is there anyone at Baskerville Hall who has a black beard?"
he asked Dr. Mortimer.
"Only Barrymore, the butler,"
Dr. Mortimer replied.
"Good,"
said Holmes.
"I'll send a telegram to the house to ask Barrymore if everything is ready for the arrival of Sir Henry. I'll instruct the post office to give Barrymore his telegram personally. Then we'll know if the butler is in London or at Baskerville Hall today."
Then Holmes asked about the money that came to different people after the death of Sir Charles.
"Barrymore and his wife received £500, and I received £1,000,
the doctor explained.
"The rest goes to Sir Henry, about £740,000.
"It's a lot of money,"
Holmes said thoughtfully.
"Some people would kill for a fortune like that. What happens if Sir Henry dies? Where does the money go then?"
Mortimer gave a long explanation of the members of the Baskerville family.
"Sir Charles had two brothers. Sir Henry is the only son of Sir Charles's second brother. The third brother, Roger, was a criminal. He ran away to South America in order to avoid the police in England. He died in South America. Therefore, if Sir Henry dies, everything goes to a cousin, James Desmond. James Desmond is an old man. He does not want to be rich."
Now Sherlock Holmes gave Sir Henry some advice.
"Go to Baskerville Hall tomorrow,"
he said,
"but do not go there alone. I can't come with you at the moment because I'm working on another case, but take Watson with you."
Sir Henry and I were happy with Holmes's suggestion.
"Look,"
cried Sir Henry suddenly.
"This is one of the shoes that I couldn't find before. It was under the table." It wasn't there when we searched the room,
Dr. Mortimer commented in surprise. Holmes and I returned to the Baker Street flat. There was a knock on the door. It was the taxi driver who had driven the passenger with the black beard.
What can I do for you, sir?
The man asked Holmes politely.
Tell me about the passenger you had today,
Holmes told him.
The passenger with the black beard.
He told me that he was a detective, the driver said. He told me to say nothing about what happened.
This is a serious matter,
Holmes warned the man.
I want to know everything.
He gave me his name, the driver said reluctantly.
That wasn't very intelligent of him,
Holmes commented.
What name did he give you?
Sherlock Holmes, the driver replied. His name was Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes was astonished for a moment. Then he asked the driver where he took the passenger.
I took him to Waterloo Station, the driver said. He caught a train.
Holmes gave the driver some money and sent him away. Then he turned to me seriously.
Our enemy is clever, Watson,
he told me.
We don't know what he did in London. Be very careful at Baskerville Hall. There is great danger in this case.